The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her.
I mean, I'm not really a therapist. I'm the rapist. Everyone has made that mistake, you know. That sign is very misleading.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl, fresh off of a whirlwind, nationwide, truck stop tour. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 145 tonight, coming at you live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKittyRadio.com. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my sexy button pusher?
I don't know. It's like deja vu. It's like I've been here before.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
Is that a black cat? I don't know. I think it was a vampire.
I don't know, but there's a gray tabby. No, there's an orange tabby. No, there's a gray tabby. There's an orange tabby.
Anyway.
We are coming at you live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. We are soon going to have a new affiliate. Like, we're going to soon be broadcasting, simulcasting on Radio Chaos. Which is pretty cool, so I will have more details about that later on in the show, and also you can keep up with my Facebook page, Kinky Katie Radio, which I'm still not in trouble on.
Look at that. It's like a world record so far.
Can you believe it?
At least a recent record, modern record.
I've been doing so good.
Yeah, you have.
You can get on my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, at Kinky Katie Radio. I have to say, I passed another milestone. Like, I've passed 10,000, and I feel fucking phenomenal.
10,000 what?
10,000 followers on Twitter.
So many dicks.
So
many dicks.
I do it for you.
Do it for you. So many dicks.
My throat hurts so bad.
Nice.
The things I do for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no phone call today, so sorry about that. We have a whole new configuration, a computer set up. So I'm sorry that I wasn't live and I missed a couple weeks, but I'm back live tonight.
Yeah, we had a computer disaster there. Our laptop that ran the entire operation, it had its last days. So we had to redo everything.
I'm just happy as hell it wasn't my fault.
I don't think it was. We're not sure, really. You didn't like spill anything on it or anything. Like, you just turned it on. You were the one that turned it on.
I did.
Yeah. You noticed the breakage.
Could have been the lube, though. Well, I was turning it on. I had to rub buttons and, you know, I had to hit that G key.
See?
G, 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 G.
That's probably why it wasn't covered by the warranty either.
Oh.
Good job.
I got the input all sticky.
There's a white milky substance inside. I don't know what it is.
It's frosting. What a slouching a baking demo.
It's part of the computer, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I had a removable frosting drive installed. Well, it's like a 3D printer, but for cupcakes.
Well, how come when you used to, like, I don't know, stab Data, he would bleed white, right? Or that dude from Aliens, he would bleed white. They're like droids.
See, the kids are asking, who the fuck is Data?
Look it up.
He's with Lamar from Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Butterflies in the sky. I can go twice as high.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Cha-cha.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Nice. So this is what we're going to do tonight, huh? We're doing karaoke night.
Oh, you don't know.
I do know.
The trip that I am fresh off the cross-country whirlwind tour.
Yeah.
From L.A. to Tampa.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty awesome.
You guys made it in one piece, too.
We did. I'm really surprised. We didn't even get into an accident or a ticket.
You didn't get arrested?
No.
I know.
And we're allowed back in all the states we stopped at.
And that was part of the reason why the last couple of weeks, too, there wasn't a show, is because Katie was driving cross-country with the Amberlone pony.
That's right, I was.
Yeah.
We're having a good old grand time. It was really fucking fun. And I do say that all my contributors of the trip, my GoFundMe people. For those of you that got the personal effects, they will be mailed out within the next 2 weeks, and I am currently compiling your pictures for each and every one of you. You guys got special ones, and that's why you haven't seen that many pictures get posted to social media, either on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio or kinkykatieradio.com or Facebook, because those of you that contributed, I said it, you guys missed out. Said you're going to get a shit ton of pictures that no one else is going to see or have access to, and you guys are. So, and trust me, there are some good ones that, yeah, and I'm not at liberty to post them either because some of them might involve another person. Maybe.
Yeah. What are those passed out people you found in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. You know, we played like, how many rusty trombones can we give? We want to be like the whole, the street band. No?
Nice. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Gosh. One of the fun things we did, like I'll just kind of briefly touch on the trip, and then we'll get more into detail on Friday for Amber's show, because this was her trip. And I went along for the ride, and it was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Had a good time. But we did this. We went over to L.A., and I'd never been to L.A. before. And I tell you that I tried In-N-Out Burger for the first time, and I am obsessed. I want to eat it all the time now.
I want to put it in my mouth.
I don't put it in my mouth.
Put it all over my mouth.
I will masturbate with an In-N-Out Burger.
Nice.
I will stick it in and out. I will shove it in and then puke it out. I don't know, but it's fucking delicious. And I think that they need to have In-N-Out Burgers in Florida.
Maybe there's some like Florida law against In-N-Out Burgers.
I don't think so.
It's like the 20-ounce Coke in New York City for a little while there. It's outlawed. Too many fat people already here.
Well, it's not like we have the Heart Attack Grill here. That was in Las Vegas.
Well, of course.
I didn't even think about that until now.
Yeah.
Where my friend Cheese went. He had a great time.
Didn't have a heart attack, though.
No, thank God.
No.
He's too nice. I don't want you to have a heart attack, Cheesy Poof.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to this thing. It's called Creep LA. It was this whole haunted house in a warehouse sort of thing you walk through. Like, you were allowed to, well, the actors are allowed to touch you, but you're not allowed to touch them.
Okay.
And I was all like paranoid at first. I was thinking, I'm a big pussy. I'm going to get scared and everything.
So like a blind orgy.
Well, that's more exciting though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, but because the blind orgy, you're allowed to touch people.
Sure, you are.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, in this thing, you weren't allowed to touch anyone, but they could touch you.
That sucks.
You get assaulted.
What?
But it's a fun assaulting.
Assault? Is it a fun assaulting?
It was.
Okay.
It was a fun assault.
They worked the buttons the right way.
They did.
All right.
Except when I got screamed at by this guy in a room by myself, in German, I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I am. You know what? And I think they did that too, because they took, you know, they take everybody's driver's license in the beginning before you, I mean, they put you in lines, and they give you these cards that say what group you're with.
Yeah.
And I had Blood.
That was the name of your group.
That was the name of my group, was Blood.
Okay, I was about to say, you know, you carry around blood with you all the time. I've seen it come out of you. I know.
I could whip out a pop for you right now.
No, that's okay.
A little cotton cork?
No, no, no. I've had my fill. Thank you.
A little Merlot to go.
Yeah, no, I'm good for now. Thank you. You can ask me later. Maybe then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll save it for you.
Little midnight muse boosh.
Muse boosh.
Yeah. Got to throw the accent on it.
Sure.
It only works that way.
It's fancy. Yeah. Gotta say it right. Oh, God.
Nice.
I went and saw my buddy Chris.
Yeah.
Saw him for like an hour. It was really cool.
Chris, what are you talking about?
Chris Gore.
Oh, and when you were in L.A.?
Yeah, okay. We were in L.A. Sorry, we haven't left L.A. yet.
Yeah, you have to explain things.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I even know who you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about.
I know. I apologize.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we were off to Vegas. We both decided to dress for the trip.
Yeah.
Because it'd be better for pictures.
Sure.
Oh, and by the way, to my contributors, like I had said, I don't know if you caught the couple of messages that I sent, but I will be mailing out the personal effects if you had opted for those. Probably within the next 2 weeks, and the pictures will be all emailed to you guys individually very shortly.
Yeah.
I'm getting them compiled for you, and I have to just call up Apple and figure out how to do something because I can't spend a couple hours on it yesterday. Can't do it. So trying to figure it out.
Oh, nice.
Don't you worry about it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So the hotel was fucking kick ass. You can see like the Bellagio from our window, and we just got room service. It was great. And then we went to this like party, and then Amber left me, but then I found her again. So it was all good. But like, we'll get more into that. Texas, we hooked up with Dawn. You know our friend Dawn Pontius?
Okay.
Yeah. No, we went to dinner with him, but that's where we were talking about the whole Radio Chaos thing. You're now going to be, I believe, starting on Friday or either Friday or next week, Monday, you're going to be able to hear us on Radio Chaos as well.
Chaos. So we're going to simul stream is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can simul stream.
You know how to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know
I'll figure it out.
You will.
Sure.
All right, I don't know how many of you out there have been to New Orleans, but I just went and no one really warned me about the smell.
Yes, I did.
You did. I know, but
completely told you.
But you kinda...
And that was like before Katrina too. I mean, that I was there and it's an old place. And it's got some funky little alleys and shit like that. There's people partying, puking, peeing in alleys. Things happen.
I know, but I guess you just didn't accurately set it up as bad as I had it in my head. Like it was a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
It was.
So like when I described to you a place where we could wander around fucked up and nobody would ever stop us and it didn't matter the mess that we made, you didn't really have that in mind at all?
No, I really wasn't.
Huh.
'Cause
they're really a forgiving place there.
I saw that.
Yeah. They just let it rip, Tater Chip.
And we just had, and we saw one of the worst strip clubs. And we've been to some really fucked up CD strip clubs, and I.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Amber and I got into this place called Big Daddy's.
Okay.
And every 5 seconds, the bitch was slapping her ass. She didn't even take her top off. It was topless and bottomless, supposed to be. But all she did was like lift up her top to basically just like pop out the nipple and then left it there. she didn't even completely take it off. She was just
there
like,
it is. Are you ready?
Her my titties.
You ready?
Ta-da. And I had someone tweet me, they're like, did you go upstairs? It's like,
There's an upstairs.
Yeah. Like, we didn't know there was an upstairs. Like, yeah, you get a free bottle of champagne. I'm thinking, I don't think, no.
That kind of upstairs. No, we didn't do that now. Not so much.
Yeah, no.
Patty, the daytime hooker, just wasn't really appealing.
She's
Sorry.
Pulling a double today.
Yeah.
So you know what that means.
There's a convention town next door.
Oh, no. The dirty whore convention. I don't have a problem with whores though. That's all right. I like them. But then we went over to one of the hustler clubs.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah. Whatever. Sure. So then we went over to one of the hustler clubs and it was a lot better.
Okay.
It was a lot better. It's freezing as fuck. Dude, I could see how people could get into some serious trouble over there.
Yes. It's definitely a like nobody's stopping you from being fucked up wherever, walking around with a drink and a cigarette hanging out of your mouth.
Not only that, too, but people are like running down the street with bottles of liquor, just like pouring it on people, like, you know, just they're like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I say this now, but like before, it had been like, yeah.
You'd have been all into it.
I know.
Yeah.
Saw a dude like passed out in the gutter with his drink in his hand.
Yeah. I mean, I would have had to leave you like like in a telephone booth or something at some point.
You probably would have.
Yeah, just lean you against the wall. I'll be back for you in an hour, honey.
Set you in a carriage. This nice little horse he's going to take you around for a while.
Get one of those little dudes that runs you behind. What the hell are they called? The
a rickshaw?
Yeah, but they have a different name,
too. Bicycle guy. Pedicab.
Pedicab, that's it.
Take her back to the hotel.
No, just ride her around in circles for an hour.
An hour? I'd throw up. I just give like 5 seconds. Okay. Be done.
Sometimes you need to purge.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, well, speaking of, it might be half starting tomorrow. They might be planning the purge.
Well, we'll see. No election talk. Fuck that. I'm tired of that shit.
I know.
I am so sick of election action.
Me too.
Can't even tell you.
I know.
Yeah, we're all going to die. That's all I know.
We're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
And I didn't know either that New Orleans was so laxed on the whole marijuana thing. They're like
well,
it's
decriminalized.
It's not legal, but I mean, they're not going to really do anything or say anything to you. You may get a $50 fine, but that's it. They're like, nothing's going to happen.
Well, that's the same thing down in South Florida now. It's just flat, they decriminalized it. So basically, it's like a parking fine. It's a ticket, it's a fine.
Yeah.
If you get caught with it, unless it's over a certain 21 grams or some shit.
I don't know.
That's what most states do anyway.
I don't know. Well, whatever. So that's just kind of a quick little over, even though you're probably like, that's not quick, but it's just it's just a little overview of
that's
the trip.
Okay.
But we'll get into it more on Amber's show.
Yeah.
That was all fun.
Friday.
I thought that this is kind of interesting that I've been hearing in the news lately, and we talked about it a little while ago, but now it's been brought up again because things are getting more serious and there's been more testing and actually something passed. We're going to talk about male birth control.
Yeah, I've been seeing that, but I thought they were talking about like shit that they did years ago, and that years ago, like none of the male test subjects like wanted to do the test.
That's how it was a while ago, but then they started to do it again and they actually had something that was improved. But the problem is that the guys were just like, we don't like the side effects.
Wow.
And it's the same side effects that's been doing to women ever since it was created.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously you're a girl, so.
So obviously. I mean, they're like, okay, so we get acne, mood swings, depression, we gain weight, we got like abdominal discomfort. It's like... Yeah, that's what fucking happens. What do you think? And when you get on your period, it's even worse. Like right now, I'm cramping like a motherfucker and I could really kick someone, but I'm trying not to.
So, well, like the side effects, like headache, mood swings, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Well, that's not too bad.
That's it. But they're like, no. I mean, and honestly, do you think a guy would really take it anyway?
I don't know. I would.
Because they decided to kind of forego to have it in pill form. So they've been doing it in injectables.
Okay. So, I mean, I would do it.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's no problem with it.
Well, the compound that's actually the male birth control, it shuts down basically the wiggle. It shuts down its ability to swim.
It makes the swimmer so they can't swim.
Right.
Even the four-toe could beat them in a swimming contest.
Only if they're Puerto Rican.
Only if they were Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Young boy.
Well, I mean, but it doesn't do it permanently. I mean, it just kind of like temporarily deactivates it.
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, for the length of the effect of the birth control. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there was another one of the injectables that they were saying it just seals off the vas deferens. It still allows liquid, but it says the sperm can't go through.
It's swells like up filter. Your tubes. It
yeah.
Gunks up your tubes, man.
Yeah.
And that goes away as well.
Yeah.
After a while.
Yeah.
You're sure of this?
Yes.
Okay. Like you're not going to have to go and have like the deep oil change, you know, where they like tear the whole thing down to clean out the vas deferens.
I need a stint in my dick.
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound good for you?
Yes, Mr. McKinley, we're going to go through the tip with this little camera, only a half inch in diameter. We're going to go right down to your urethra, over to your vas deferens, and scrape them out with this wire brush. It'll be fine. You'll be okay in a few days.
And then we're going to pull it out through your mouth mysteriously and magically. Doesn't connect. I know. It's like, you really got to see this from our end. You want to turn this little camera around? You want to see it?
No. No, that's okay. Like,
not really.
Yeah, no. How about you give me some good drugs and wake me up when you're done? How about that?
Oh, did it tell you? It's observation day. You don't mind if there's a whole group of students come in and check it out?
That happened to me. Getting a lower GI. It was training day. Training day for like a whole gaggle full of young girls to come. And I was already like half doped up, you know, ass hanging in the air. I was probably like 22, 23, something. Hey, do you mind if they? And I was like, sure, go ahead.
Stare at my ass. Go for it.
What the fuck was I thinking? I don't know.
You're like, I'm on drugs. I don't care. Yeah. Can I be any more humiliated? Yes, I can. Bring it.
Well, but you know how it works. The only way to fight any type of nude humiliation is to just
fucking
embrace
own it.
Yeah. Just fucking embrace, because after you embrace it and just roll with it, it's really not so bad.
I know.
Yeah. Just let that bunghole fly. You'll get used to it in a minute. It's a little airy, you know. You're not used to it being aired out like that, but whatever.
Speaking of, go to kinkykittyradio.com and you can see exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's another thing I've been working on lately,
you can
too.
See my airy bung.
You can.
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Oh, we heard on the hearing on the news this morning that there was this deaf woman. She was having problems with Taco Bell because she was trying to go through the drive-thru and order.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for you guys, there's this deaf woman. She would get really pissed at Taco Bell because she was trying to order through the drive-thru and they were giving her a hard time. Yeah, I mean, McDonald's has a braille menu for blind people if they want to go up and check it out.
Yes.
Well, okay, the Swedish artist has created a sensual braille book for blind readers.
Yes.
Now, you know how we've talked about plates important for the blind where it's audio?
Yes.
Well, this is
I've actually
a book.
Yeah, I've actually seen this where the dots are in the shape of naked bodies, like simple shapes of silhouettes of nudity and sex acts.
Well, it says that the book features X-rated images of a woman with a strap on, some gay sex, and some group sex.
Yeah, and the best part is nobody really knows what you're reading. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Nobody knows. They can't feel it.
She writes erotica. She's been doing it forever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, I know. I read it.
I only write in braille.
Well, she says but hers is the first erotic stimulation for the visually impaired. You know, that's what, yeah. Well, there's the audio, but this one the artist is, she's 33. And she said that she did the book in 2010, but she gave a copy to the National Library of Sweden. Because she said, you know, even though that it's got graphic content, it shouldn't be labeled as porn.
No.
No, she said she just...
Well, because there are no actual images.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said she discovered that there's no smut for the visually impaired in Stockholm, so she thinks that smut should be available for everybody.
You know, we'd almost have to, like, ask... I hate to even say ask Blind Lawrence, because then he just appears, you know what I mean? Like Beetlejuice. But we don't have Skype turned on. That's right. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anyway, you know, I am curious to find out if that would do it for you. Like, if feeling the dots on the page, like if that at all gave you any sense of what was going on, you know?
I don't know. Well, what if you've never, though, felt a titty before? Then you wouldn't know. You think it feels just like dot, 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 bigger dot, 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 dot. You know, it's like...
Yeah, now you have a point. You have a point. Based on the description, would you even know what you were feeling on the dots?
I think a better description book would have like a pop-up book, but it was textured. You know, like open a book and you can feel squishy boobies. And it's got like a little patch of like curly fur. You're like, that's a pussy. These are boobies.
So you're talking about like virtual reality gloves, kind of.
Well, not gloves. I mean, you got to be able to
stick
touch
your hand
touch
into.
It. Really? One's in the box. Yeah. It's all warm and
it's
sticky.
It's all boobies. Lots of boobies in the box. It's okay.
I like boobies in boxes. They're fun. It's kind of hard to squish it in there, though. Don't get it? Oh.
No, not really.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, guess what?
No. Green.
Trapezoid.
Guacamole bowl.
Perfect. You got it right.
Ding, ding, ding. What do I get? What do I win?
You get another topic.
All right.
All right.
Hey, now.
Well, finally, there's a real dating app for people who hate people and who hate life.
Really?
Yep. It's called datemiserablepeople.com.
I like it already.
I said that it's a place where misery loves company.
It's true.
Yeah, it says the app is for singles who are just tired of pretending that they like traveling and exercising and they like themselves. They're just...
I just want to sit on the couch, honey, eat me some Cheetos and some Mountain Dew. You down?
And some frosting with my finger out of the tub. What says the majority of the dating sites are just all fucking fake anyway. Like everyone's trying to be perfect and they have all these filters on their fucking pictures and all these stupid fake interests and they love people. And like, you know, it's like that's absolutely nothing like how they are in real life.
Sure.
So this is a place to relax and kind of fuck intimidations and just be honest and just go with it. Just be like, you know what? I really fucking hate Kava. Kawa.
What?
Hate that place.
Do you? You've never even been there.
Yes, I have. There's this one barista. He's such a fucking moron.
Where were you at a Kava?
I can't remember what his name was, though. I think it was like Seth.
Oh, boy. Now you're doing it.
I'm so teasing. I have
about to say, when did you go to one of them?
I don't even know where the fuck one is.
They're around. They're here in Tampa. There's only four of them.
I'm sure there are around.
The vast majority of the people you're talking to right now have no fucking
idea.
Clue. Yeah.
I don't care, though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Sure it is.
Ha ha! No. It doesn't matter. Things go anywhere, everywhere. Doesn't matter. They have eyes. All right. Well, I think we're going to go take a break now. When we come back, we're going to do some tits, ma'am. So, you about ready to go?
Yep.
All right, so stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazzwayerLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
All right, well, I think I'm going to start off with a little story about a mom and some toys.
About a mom?
About a mom.
Is it a mom we know or just a random mom?
It's a random mom.
All right.
But it could be a mom you know. Could even be your mom.
No, probably not.
Probably would have been my mom.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Well, all right. So this parent found a mysterious object in the downstairs bathroom.
Okay.
And she took a picture of it because it was stuck to the bathroom wall. She didn't know what it was. So she took a picture and she posted it online and asked people what it was. She didn't know.
That's a dick.
She posted it on Twitter. And it's a fucking shower pussy.
Oh, shower pussy. Not a dick.
No, it's not a dick. It's a shower pussy. It was her son's.
It's a suction cup pussy.
Yeah.
Honey, you're ordering silicone pussies now.
So people were like, you're not serious, right? Like they were, and then these people were just
brutal, I'm sure.
Oh, they were brutal.
Well, it would have been brutal.
So brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
See, because I wish I could have found the original one because it only gave me like two or three, but they were bad.
What do you mean?
No,
I'm waiting.
One person just said like, hey, oh, this is what it is. It's a, does it have a mouth or a vagina on the outside? They're like, yeah, your son uses it to fuck it. Like your son fucks that thing. And they're like, I hope you didn't touch it. And just,
truth hurts. What are you going to do?
So I remember my mother, she found a little packet of lube from one of the toys that I got, a little pillow of lube on my side table when I was still living at home. And she woke me up in the morning because she fucking always goddamn did that. Because my alarm isn't good enough. No, I have to have you come in like 3 minutes before my alarm goes off. I mean, fucking wake me up and I get grumpy. Sorry, went off a little
tangent. Sure, that's what made you grumpy.
Shut up.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Well, she picked up the little packet of lube. She squished some on her finger. She's like, oh, what is this? What is this? And it's just like wildfire on it. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, just leave it alone. She's like, is this for your hair? She's putting it on her hair and between her fingers. I'm like, it's lube, Ma.
It's lube. I use it to fuck myself, Ma.
I did. I was like, it's for a vibrator. And she threw it at me. She's like, Jesus Christ, Kevin. And she threw it at me.
Well, it serves you for fucking asking. What are you going to do?
I know.
Come on.
She didn't ask me ever again.
I'm an adult lady.
I can
finger bang myself if I want to.
I woke up one morning. I had my egg in my hand and it was on my chest. Like, I was totally fully just sitting right there. And then my mother, she's, I thought I'd let you sleep in this morning. Because pretty much she came in, she sees I got a fucking vibrator on my chest, like, leave.
Nice. So did the mother, was the mother mad at the son for having a suction pussy?
No, she was embarrassed.
Honey, I taught you better. I taught you the Cosby method. You drug them bitches, bring them home and fuck them. Don't be fucking that wall pussy.
Oh, no.
Don't be doing it. I'm embarrassed now.
Pat.
Do it the old-fashioned way, date rape.
And now, on with the show.
welcome back to Kinky Kitty's World, RazRadioLive.com, and KinkyKittyRadio.com, and soon to be Radio Chaos. So we got the DJ over here spitting out some like sort of 80s like.
It was not 80s. That is a brand new tune.
Yeah, I'm just saying it sounds 80s
like. It does. It's kind of like that Netflix Stranger Things, you know? It reminds you of something.
Awesome.
For whatever reason. Like I expected Kit to come on.
Exactly.
Michael, where are we going?
You. The little red light that goes across the front.
But it never came.
No, it didn't.
No.
Sorry.
Anyway.
It didn't quite happen that way.
Pegboard nerds. That's what the name of the band is. Group, person.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So what do we got going on?
Oh.
Are you sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping. I'm just saying, though, instead of like hopping right into Tits Man, I'll talk about this before we go into Tits Man.
Okay.
So, all right. So concerts are getting absolutely like crazy expensive lately, and they're getting boring, according to some people.
Okay.
Well, one singer is just doing her part to give her little fans a little something extra.
Okay.
Yeah, at a recent concert, Miley Cyrus, she let the crowd freely grope her snatch and nice. Even slip some digits in during the performance.
Good job. See, that'd be worth like paying for a front row seat, I think.
Yeah. Well, even like third and fourth row, I mean, they were all cramming up. She just walked up. She was wearing this like silver, shiny thong thing, and then she bent down. She's like, come on. But she kept singing, but she was like telling people like, okay. I mean, she didn't like grab a hand or like throw it on her snatch. She just kind of, she popped it out there and she bent down, and people were all like in the cookie jar.
Nice.
So if you want to check out some of this feverish video with the crowd like pawing at her twat, you can go to YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Well, yeah.
Well, it can't be that good then.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not hard. It's not hard to find like Miley Cyrus nipples and nudity.
Link, please.
Well, I don't have the link. Well, I do have the link actually. I can, if you want to go to my email, you'll find it.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. It'll be on the website anyway later.
Yeah, because we started doing that. I did that on the last one just yesterday.
Yeah, you started doing that. I think it looks pretty cool. I dig it.
Yeah, I started redoing a bunch of stuff Sunday for really no good reason and got myself in pretty deep, and now there are some things that look a little strange on the website, but I just haven't gotten to it all yet. I'm working on it.
That's okay. Things will happen. It's kind of, you know, like new equipment, new things. You're like, yeah, I can fuck with things. This is a faster computer, so let's try to do this. And then you just get sucked in.
I do.
You do.
I go right down a black hole, like Alice in Wonderland with technical stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, imagine giving you some shrooms and letting you go.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't, because then I'd never see you.
You would. You'd see me.
Yeah.
Sure.
You
I come out for breaks. You got a sandwich?
That's right.
I'm hungry, honey.
Sandwich? Fuck.
You got any fruit? What's going on?
Whip it?
How about a blowjob?
Yeah, exactly. Come here. Now I'm going back in the hole. It's like, all right. See ya. I'm just a receptacle from here on out. No, and a lot of people, they ask what the bumper music is and stuff like that. So SC posted what it is, what they're coming in for the break music.
Yeah, with a link as to where you can get it if you want to purchase it. Look at that. I'm telling you.
See?
It's like regular stuff.
It's like a real radio show you got there going on.
I was just putting like show notes and then the actual file and people could listen. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
We'll start putting all the good stuff on there too.
Yeah.
Just to do it.
Speaking of good stuff, hey, I think we're going to go to your favorite segment.
Stand by. I don't have my music for that. So you get no music betting, but we'll just pretend it's Tits Man.
Tits Man.
There you go. Since we lost everything, I didn't recreate everything. I only recreated the intro, and I didn't even think about Tits Man. I didn't even think about it.
See, I wasn't even thinking about it either.
Yeah,
so I couldn't remind you.
It's pretty easy.
Things will be like revamped.
Yeah, because I get to. I do it nice because I do it twice.
Sometimes three times.
Yeah, or four.
Or until I'm happy. I'm never happy.
So, you know, it's weird doing a Tits Man and there's no back. Do you see how the bed, you're missing the bed now, the music bed.
I am.
It fills the set. It fills the bit.
It is.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, this elderly man, he's believed to be a mystic from China, and he's got a strange way of telling the fortune of his clients.
Come on.
Yeah, he's a clairvoyant who is said to be able to tell the future by fondling her boobs, like her tits.
Really?
Yep.
How long has he been convincing women to let him do that?
Long time.
What?
He's an old guy.
Come on.
Yeah. There's the short footage of Mr. Strange, that's what they call him, performing his unique fortune-telling techniques. They uploaded it recently on the internet, and it's had like thousands of views.
Huh.
Yeah. So like in the video, he's shown grabbing this fucking chick's titty with one hand, and then he's got crutches in his other hand. So I don't know if he's like, I want to heal you, like you can walk, because I can't tell and I can't understand what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he, like, you look at his face, he's all what, like.
So it's not in English?
No.
Like, what language are we dealing with?
Chinese.
Oh, you did say Chinese.
I did.
Huh? What?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
So have any of his boob predictions become true?
Apparently they have.
So like the Nostradamus of tits.
He kind of is.
The titty Nostradamus.
He is.
Booby sage.
Like people all around him are just sitting there like waiting. Because there's other people checking it out. And she just has like her head's on her, like her chin's on her hand. And he's just like, squishy, squishy, squishy. Tweaky, tweaky, tweaky. You know? They're like, what's he going to say? What's he going to say?
I'm going to have to ask your snatch for a second opinion. Hang on. Bend over.
Can your asshole talk?
Stand by.
Standing by.
I gotta load you up with some Asian sauce. Hang on.
We've got this trampoline.
Gotta get things working down there, honey. I can't tune you in yet. Because that's funny enough that's what a Chinese sage sounds like in Mandarin.
Is it?
If you spoke Mandarin.
Yeah.
That would be the accent that you would hear, man.
Probably.
It would be, definitely.
Now you're going to house this baby octopus. He'll find a place. You just let him go. But I mean, this isn't the only country that does this, though, like plays with tits to find answers.
Okay.
Well, all right. In Japan, well, there's a similar.
I mean, you know, that's where you're starting right there. In Japan, there's a lot of weird things that just happen because they need to happen.
Because it's just.
Yeah. They actually coined like the rule 34. It really was in Japanese first. It really, truly is.
Yeah, right.
In Japan, what?
Anyway, they've got similar techniques and it's done, but they also do to like pick, they say they could pick apart a person's like personality just from the nipples alone, their texture, color, shape, and size.
You know,
Yeah.
That's what I would want to ask him is like the most potent, is it in the areola of the nipple? Are we talking around, like, where are you getting most of your information from?
It's Braille. It says it right on the nipple if they've got the little pokey ones.
Well, there were people who did the same thing with like the shape of your skull and the lumps on your skull. I forget what the hell that has a term that was quite popular for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
And they even had the like the map of the head.
Exactly.
I've seen some of those.
So I guess it's not surprising, but it really just sounds like some pervy Asian wanting to grope up on some hot honeys. You know what I mean?
Why not though?
I'm the nipple tweaker sage.
If you're gonna let him do, well, we already talked about the nipple geezer before. He would go around rubbing his nipples everywhere.
Well, that's his own nipples though.
No.
I mean, that's a step back from hey, I'm gonna be able to tell you if you're gonna get married or not. I just gotta chew on your areola for a little while, honey.
Dang, 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 dang.
Give you gummy right on that nippy.
Oh, gee, my prediction's wrong. Oh well. Never happened to you? Oh, surprising.
Yeah.
I always thought it'd happen. Well, Walking Dead was on last night. Check that out. And if you guys are a huge fan, which I'm sure a lot of people are, just like any popular thing, you're going to get your own line of sex toys. I mean, because even if you're a model or a pop star or whatever, they have... If you get famous enough, they're going to have a sex toy of you.
Somebody's
or like a sex doll.
Yeah,
somebody's
going to
make it.
At least a butt plug.
At least a butt plug.
Yeah. I don't know why that's like the first thing they make out of a celebrity. Like the Putin butt plug, the Trump butt plug.
Well, because like you're an asshole and we'll shove you up your butt.
I guess so.
That's where I'd put him.
Yeah.
I'd stick his head up my ass. Here you go, fuck face. Well... The Walking Dead has not been left out.
No. Zombie dildo.
Fleshlights.
Zombie fleshlight.
Yeah, zombie fleshlight. There's two different models. You can get the zombie mouth or you can get the zombie pussy.
That doesn't surprise me too much because they had the alien ones and
Avatar and stuff like that.
Avatar. Well, it wasn't really Avatar because they couldn't link it to the movie. Because
it's a tail.
Copyright.
Well, yeah, so it was blue.
It was alien, but it looked like an Avatar pussy.
Oh, well, yeah, like an Avatar pussy would look like.
Or ass.
Had pussies.
Or mouth.
Something.
Like what? Exactly.
Well,
it's a slit.
Do you want to fuck it?
It's squishy and textured inside.
It's easy to clean. No, it's not. Well, it has raised scars and like flesh tears and stuff that are molded into the super soft silicone. It's like made out of silicone and cyber skin. If you guys have never touched it, I suggest you go to your local porn store and you ask to touch it because it is pretty cool.
Yeah. It feels like an odd. It's a weird little substance.
It is a weird little substance.
Yeah, and you put lube on. It actually does feel good to fuck.
Does it? Well, because I want to know what it's like to have a cock and like what that feels like to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, those things, they're not bad. But the whole thing is, I mean, you got to clean it. You know what I'm saying? They really need like an automatic fleshlight flusher. Like the boot dryer, you know? You just stick the thing on the end of your garden hose and let it rip.
Well, the thing is that you can unscrew the bottom.
Okay.
So you can have it like go all the way through. But here's even
I just want to like you know how they have those beard trimmers and razors, they literally stick and it cleans itself. You stick it in a little. I just want to stick it in a machine and have it shoot back out fucking sterilized.
Yeah, okay. So it's clean and fresh every time you go to use it without you really having to do anything but put it on a self-cleaning stand.
That's what I'm looking for.
There you go.
I want a self-cleaning stand.
You need a douche for your fleshlight.
Like a lavage. I want a fleshlight lavage.
What's a lavage?
Lavage. That's that thing instead of a neti pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a bidet?
No, but it flushes your nose, but I want it to flush my fleshlight.
Okay.
Yes. See.
Is it kind of a sucking
even though
blow?
I don't have a fleshlight.
Would you like one?
I don't know.
I can get
I don't
you
really,
one.
Really, like, if nobody's around, it's hard for me. It just really is hard unless there's, like, somebody I could make watch me at least.
You know you can always make a phone call and be like, hey, I'm on a radio show.
That doesn't work. You know, here again, somebody really in the room, like over the phone, even Sky, I could care less, really. I couldn't give a fuck, you know?
Hey, ladies or gentlemen, doesn't really matter. If you would love to see SC use a fleshlight, we can make that happen.
Could we?
Sure.
Okay.
You're not going to care.
Okay. So we'll
have an audience.
Why not?
We'll have SC... does the strokes
make it worth the use?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
All right. Well, we can pick a favorite model. I can have them send me one.
All right.
Yeah, I know people over
there. Sure, you do.
I do.
All right.
I do.
I mean, I like I said, I just yeah, whatever. unless they have a cleaner. But here again, we're talking about if they had the automatic fleshlight cleaner. Don't get ahead of yourself, here, lady, because I definitely don't want to clean it. Like. Can I just leave it on the bathroom counter for you to take care of for me?
Sure, why not? I will clean out your scum bucket. Yay.
Honey, do you remember to flush out my fuck toy? Honey, that thing's getting a little creepy down there, man. It smells a little cheesy. I catch a little waft from the living room, baby. You got to take care of that thing.
I'll just add that to my list to do today. I'll take care of that right away. I'm going to go take the car to get the oil changed, and then I'll go change your...
So, no, let's not pick out a model until they have the automatic cleaner, because you can see the problem already.
Well, of course I can see the problem. I understand that.
If I could fuck it once and throw it away, that'd be cool.
They have one for those, too.
They do, but those are not nearly as fun as the cyber skin alien mouth.
They're not as big either. And, you know.
Or the Walking Dead zombie fuck toy.
No.
Come on, everybody wants to fuck some rotted dead flesh.
Tainted meat! Fuck Bob's leg. No. Just kind of bend the knee and go to town.
It's just not right.
Get some just decaying stuff to smear on for lube.
It's not right.
Never said it was right.
Right at all.
Shove Lucille in your butt. Nice. I don't know. Just saying. Well, even if you clean those things out really good, though, After about a month or two with regular use, yeah, why don't you take that cyber sleeve out? Why don't you take a look at it at the bottom end, or even cut it in half? Why don't you take a look at that and why? See if you don't get fucking grossed out?
But why would you do? Why would you tell somebody to do that?
Because it's fun.
It's not fun. It's going to completely ruin them on the Fleshlight experience.
Oh, whatever. There's a dude that dissolved a My Little Pony in a beaker of jizz.
Yeah,
out there would be like, ew, little me.
Still.
You can get replacement sleeves, though, which is cool.
That's like showing everybody what the kitchen looks like in their favorite restaurant. If you knew what it looked like down on the floor, you wouldn't eat there.
Probably not.
Yeah. So let's not cut the Fleshlight in half. Let's just take the manufacturer suggested way of cleaning, or hopefully one of you out there, some enterprising young engineer, can make us an automatic Fleshlight flusher, then life would be fucking awesome. Self-cleaning Fleshlight.
Come on, Bill Gates. Here's another one for you to fund.
Exactly. I don't think you'll have to spend $1 million to do it either.
No.
Yeah. I think I could do it for $100,000.
Think so?
I think so.
Probably make it antibacterial too, because you could add something, but then people are like, no, then it's got phthalates in it.
Getting crazy.
It's got this and got that. And
getting nuts. Yeah, it's got to be all organic, biodegradable, locally sourced, sustainable.
Yeah, they're called
Fleshlight.
Women.
Fleshlight. No.
They're called actual pussies.
Yes.
It happens. Well, I might actually start watching the Olympics now.
Why?
Because there's an official movement to make pole dancing an actual Olympic sport.
I know. There's a movement. And we didn't we see a thing? And it was from Australia. Well, at least I did. And there were Australian women. And they were talking about that, making it a sport. You know. I don't know. I'm not saying that just sounds weird. Like Olympic gold medal pole dancer.
I don't think that's weird.
Why?
Well, they have competitions for it all over the place anyway. Because, yeah, I did watch that with you. It was like it was a pole dancing competition.
Something.
It was a competition, national competition.
And they were talking about making it an Olympic sport.
Well, because there is a very real International Pole Sports Federation. I mean, that's an actual thing. Well, they submitted an application to the International Olympics Committee, and they said it could be recognized as an actual sport.
I guess if you're going to have ballroom dancing, I mean, I just have a hard time with anything that's like a subjective grading, you know, where it's like a panel says, I like this better than that. Like what's the standard? I don't know. I mean, I got wood, therefore, you know, she wins.
It's like, I know what you do is pretty cool, but I'll just say, I've never walked over and slipped a dollar in a gymnast leotard. You know,
I mean, I don't doubt the athletic ability.
Oh, I don't either. I can't do that. There's no fucking way. And I think what they do is really cool.
I mean, so there's definitely an athletic ability, but come on, really? Are we going to give like you got gold medal lap dance? Really? Come on. And that's coming from me.
Yeah, which is a little strange.
I'm just saying.
But then again, I don't think they'd allow you to be pregnant during the competition.
But I would watch the Olympics more. If they did have a pole dancing, it would be guaranteed that I would watch.
They would.
Yeah, because I'd want to check it out and see. Like,
of course you would, but then again, you
get all... I want to see world-class fucking pole dancing, bitches.
But you
what?
Also get all geeked out over curling, too.
Curling is fucking cool to watch. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, so cool.
It's therapeutic. It really is.
Right up there with
the
bowling.
The sound of the little rock sliding across.
And I like their pants. They got schnazzy uniforms.
At least the Norwegian team does. They really.
More.
Yeah, they kind of do too. Yeah.
You know you want to do it. You know you want to go curling.
No, not really. No.
No?
No. You know how fucking hard ice is? Do you realize?
Yes. I have fallen on it before and hurt myself.
Seriously, hard substance.
Because someone thought it was a great idea to bring my fat ass ice skating when I was younger.
I mean, it's really underrated just how hard that it really is. And when you fall on it and you're sliding around, sweeping, fuck that. That's like a back injury waiting to happen.
One, you've got to do that long lunge. Like, ta-da. You got that one leg just dragging behind you, and the other one, your knees like in your mouth.
Yeah. And it's, you know, growing up in Florida, it's not like there's, I'm going to find like
many
this.
Opportunities.
I'm not going to find myself like a curling sensei anywhere, you know? No curling shifu. It's not going to happen.
You might go down to the local ice rink. There's just gonna be a guy,
just a guy,
a grizzled
there,
a grizzled guy sitting there doing it all wrong.
you look like you want to play with a rock. Come on, baby, slide my rock.
I don't know. You got a real knack with that brush and broom. I don't know what it is, but it's in your heart.
Nice.
It's in your soul.
Nice.
It's part of you. Well, I think you're entitled to a free blowjob coming up by a celebrity.
Huh?
I'll explain. Now, I've heard
Did
about...
Did they say yes already?
Yes.
Okay.
They're the ones that offered.
Good.
I'm going to get to who it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have been hearing about this, but I have, and I'm sure you're going to be hearing more about it tomorrow, at least on a few shows. But, yeah, Madonna has offered... She was opening for Amy Schumer... That sounds like a weird combination, but whatever. She was opening up for Amy Schumer, and she said, anyone who votes for Hillary, she's going to give him a blowjob.
Nice.
Yep. No, Madonna, not Clinton, you know.
I hear you.
She's almost 60. Well, I mean, here's
that just means she knows how to suck a dick.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, here's one of her quotes. She said, and I'm good. I'm good. I'm not a douche. I'm not a tool. I take my time. I have a lot of eye contact. Yeah. And she goes,
yeah.
And I do swallow.
Wow.
So
now, only a lady. Yeah. You know, ladies don't spit.
No, she's just like one of those like old witches. Just, I suck the life out of men. Keeps me young. Huh? She's really like 490 years old. She's like, yeah. I suck your life. So happened with Guy Ritchie. He got out of it. Like, I'm going to go make movies. I didn't even write a script for some of the characters. It's like, I have no idea what he said.
Well,
Snatch.
Well, he did grow up that way. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like people who speak Mandarin know Mandarin.
Well, yeah,
you know?
That's...
It's not foreign to them.
No, I get that.
Okay.
Thank
Do you.
Do you
really?
No.
Okay.
No. Yes, I get that. Puss nuts. This time change is still screwing with me.
It's screwing with something.
Screwing with something.
It is. I'm still trying to get used to this whole new setup here.
It's a cool setup, though.
I kind of like it.
There's a lot of little input thingies on the side.
Can hear
and
a
stuff.
Fan. It's driving me crazy. That's okay.
Right,
I'll fix it later.
I can't, so
yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
All right, well, I think we're going to just close it up for the night.
Are we?
Yes.
All right.
We are.
I can close it up. Yeah.
If you want, all of my archives are available for free on iTunes, Stitcher, and KinkyKatieRadio.com. If you want to go check them out, download them, have some fun, share them. It's all awesome. And since they are free, what the fuck do you have to lose? Leave me some comments and some 5 stars. That would be really cool and awesome and appreciative. Yeah, more stuff is going to be talked about on Friday night. I co-host Amberlini's show. It's One Night Stand. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Friday afternoon from noon to 1, I've got Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. We take a recent episode of my show and I scroll it up. It's funny. It's dumb. I love it.
Just like the intermission that
yes.
you heard.
It makes me giggle. Just a whole
Only
hour of that
hour
stuff.
An hour of it, yeah.
It's, well, yeah, and I, you know, I do talk in and throughout there and have a little question segment, but you guys heard all this before. All right, everyone. Well, I'm getting out of here for the evening. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. I see you got anything for me?
Nothing.
All right, everyone. I will talk to you later. Kiss and pepper. So, bye.
Tacos and burritos.